consequences of war. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Chef Jose Andres says it's a price humanitarians and civilians should never pay. He's the founder of World Central Kitchen, the nonprofit that lost 7 aid workers in Gaza when an Israeli airstrike hit their convoy.
At the time, this looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore. Seems this is a war against humanity itself.
Chef Andres accusing Israel of deliberately attacking the cars. Israeli officials have called it a case of misidentification, launching an independent investigation. President Biden says Israel isn't doing enough to protect aid workers and civilians. He plans to speak with the Israeli prime minister tomorrow. Just getting word, a New York judge denies former President Trump's bid to delay his hush money related trial set to begin April 15th. The defense argued it should wait until after the U.S. Supreme Court review of a presidential immunity claim in a separate criminal case. A man from Washington State is sent to prison for his role in the Capitol riot. A federal judge saying Taylor James Jonatakis was captured on video using a megaphone to tell a mob how to overpower police.
Jonatakis was a self-employed installer of septic systems who went to then-President Trump's Stop the Steal rally and marched on Capitol Hill. Prosecutors say he was one of the first rioters to chase a group of police officers. After he was arrested, he represented himself in court. He's described himself as a sovereign citizen who isn't subject to U.S. law. The judge said Jonatakis was speaking in gobbledygook and sentenced him to 7 years and 3 months.
Fox's Jill Nato. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear just confirming at least one person killed after tornadoes ripped through the state.
That individual is a young man who was driving in northern Kentucky when the first round of intense rain came through.
Multiple states still assessing damage while stormy weather hits parts of the east today, and upper Michigan could get feet of snow. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The legal back and forth over a Texas immigration law continues before a federal appeals court as the Biden administration tries to stop it from taking effect.
Texas law, SB4, remains blocked by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. But Justice Department Attorney Daniel Tenney told the judges in additional arguments today that immigration's regulated by federal law.
Is there anything that a state can do to regulate entry and removal? Anything at all?
Well, when you say regulate, I mean they can't exercise their own independent regulatory authority. There are things that they can do in cooperation with the federal government in the law enforcement capacity.
SB4 would make it a misdemeanor to enter Texas illegally and could result in local police making an arrest, as well as a state judge ordering a migrant's removal. The attorney for Texas said the law may go too far and that after interacting with local police, migrants would be processed by federal authorities.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a rural educator in Tennessee, is named this year's National Teacher of the Year.
Missy Testerman has been teaching for 3 decades, mostly first and second graders. In 2022, she moved to teaching kids in grades K through 8, English as a second language. She was named National Teacher of the Year by the Council of Chief State School Officers over the best teachers chosen from each state. Her school in Rogersville, Tennessee, has about 650 students. She works closely with a handful, about 21, who speak 5 different languages. Her new honor will allow her to travel the country to encourage teachers to advocate for their students and colleagues by sharing their in-class experiences. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Fed chair says recent economic reports don't materially change the overall picture, signaling a rate cut is still likely later this year. Stocks finish mixed. The Dow down 43 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ finish higher. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.